Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Clark Kent trails the path of Abner Sykes, his only clue, Lois Lane dangerously pursues another lead to the vicious mystery enveloping the town of Freeville.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, Barney Google's been in the comic strips for a long, long time. Why, somebody even wrote a song about him once, so he's bound to be one of the favorites in that new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Maybe you've already got him in your collection. There were 18 new and different buttons in all, you know. Every single one a familiar funny paper character like Brenda Starr or Cindy and Spud from Winnie Winkle and the Little Moose and Goofy and Beezy from Haroldine and Judy and Corky and Superman, of course. And are these comic buttons bright with color? Why, they look mighty smart on your jacket or your dress or cap. Yes, sir. You'll want to collect every one of these new series buttons. And you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You just ask Mom to keep you supplied with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But you get a comic button in every package of Pep you open. And you get some mighty grand eating, too. Because Pep is really terrific when it comes to sunny, golden toasted flavor. Every single flake in every single spoonful is crisp and fresh and tasty as can be. A swell breakfast dish. That's the Sunshine Cereal Gang, P-E-P, Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom to get you some today.
And now the adventures of Superman. Frightened townspeople who refuse to answer questions. Anonymous warnings to leave town. Attempts on the lives of the local telegrapher and Lois Lane. These are some of the strange circumstances baffling Lois and Clark Kent, reporters for the Daily Planet who are in Freeville, center of a farming area in the grip of a severe drought. Now, after once again running against a blank wall in an attempt to solve the mystery, Clark Kent and Superman left Freeville in pursuit of old Abner Sykes, the telegrapher, who had suddenly departed following the attempt on his life. Meanwhile, Lois was approached by Jerry Barton, head of a group of war veterans who had settled on homesteads nearby, who offered the key to the Freeville mystery. And as we continue now, the young veteran with Lois beside him is driving his car over a lonely country road. Listen.
Now, can you tell me where we're going, Mr. Barton?
Well, I don't know, Miss Lane.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure.
I don't understand. What is this? Are you taking...
Take it easy, Miss Lane. What I'm trying to say is that one of the boys, a buddy of mine, is going to tell us where to go.
Oh? Well, what is this mysterious thing we're going to?
A meeting.
What meeting?
Well, I don't know that exactly either.
What do you mean?
Well, Phil Dyer, my buddy, says this meeting is arranged to shoot the works.
Look here, Mr. Barton, I don't like this. You said you could lead me to a terrific story, the answer to all the mystery in Freeville.
That's right.
And now you tell me you don't know where you're taking me, except that it's to some meeting or other, and you don't even know where the meeting is being held or anything about it.
Now, wait a minute, please. Who said I didn't know anything about it?
You did.
I didn't know exactly what it was, but I do know this. The big shots will be there. And what's more important, they're all set to lay their cards on the table, according to Phil.
Really? And who are these big shots that you're talking about?
They're the boys who run things in Freeville and in this part of the state. The ones who pull the political strings everybody here has to dance to, or else.
But who are they?
The guys who've been trying to discredit the homesteading war veterans around here. Those who spread the stories that we're hotheads and foreigners. That we've been burglarizing and beating up people.
But why are they doing that? Why do they
want to get rid of us, that's why.
Get rid of you?
Sure. Oh, we were great guys while we fought their war for them. Now we're not even good enough to make an honest living on the land that we protect.
Wait a minute, will you? Who are these people that you're talking about?
Well, you'll see that when we get there.
But why can't you tell me now?
Because I've tried to tell other people, and they wouldn't believe me. Or else they were afraid to believe me.
Afraid?
Yes, afraid. Everybody around here is afraid. So when Phil came in with the news about this meeting, I thought about your friend Kent. Because he seemed like a right Joe to me, a Like a guy who wouldn't faint when he saw his own shadow.
I wouldn't call Clark exactly brave.
Like I say, I've talked to other people who got cold feet as soon as they got the lowdown. So I decided I wouldn't take the chance of Kent or you running out the way the rest of them did. You're reporters for a big paper. You can help us by printing the truth.
Look out for that curve!
Oh, wait. I know these roads like the back of my own hand.
Well, take it easy, will you, please?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So I decided this time I'd just offer Kent a big story and not take a chance of scaring him off by telling him all about it beforehand. Well, Kent is away. So the same goes for you, Miss Lane. And, well, that's why I've been so mysterious.
Well, I certainly hope this meeting or whatever it is will explain all this hocus-pocus that Clark and I have been running into here in Freeville.
You bet it will. And besides,
Uh-oh. What's the matter? What are you stopping for?
There's a car parked at the foot of the hill. See it?
No. I don't see any car.
It's pulled off the road on the right. Almost hidden by the brush there. See it now?
Oh, yes. Well, what about it?
Well, we're getting near the meeting place now, so we've got to be careful. Someone may be posted in that car as a guard.
I see. Well...
No, it's okay.
How do you know?
Oh, I recognize it. It's Phil Dyer's car. He said he'd be waiting near where the woods started. I just had to be sure.
Well, of course. Look, is this meeting closed to you veteran homesteaders?
Oh, and how?
Then who are the people who...
Wait a minute. Now be quiet, please.
I don't see your friend.
No, he's not in the car. Must be nearby somewhere. Well, I'll give him the whistle.
Okay, Jerry. Drive in here off the road.
Why, he must have been behind that tree all the time.
Uh-huh. Check, Phil. Hold on, Miss Lane. It's going to be a little bumpy.
Okay, I'm set.
Okay, hold it, Jerry. Hear your motor.
Right.
Okay. Get out, pal. From here in, you walk.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lane.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, sure took you long enough to get here, Jerry.
Oh, sorry, Phil. I had to wait for Miss Lane at her hotel. Oh, Miss Lane, this is Phil Dyer.
How do you do, Mr. Dyer?
How do you do?
Look, Jerry.
Huh?
I don't get this. I thought you were bringing that Daily Planet reporter, Clark Kent.
Why,
Clark Kent
went...
had to go somewhere, so I came instead. You see,
You came instead? Holy smokes, Jerry, are you off your nut? This is no job for a
girl. I know, Phil,
look,
but
Mr. Dyer, this girl has been on plenty of tough assignments.
Not as dangerous as this.
Even more dangerous than this. You see, I'm a Daily Planet reporter, too.
I don't care. This is tough business, and we can't let you take the chance
Oh,
of
now, don't be silly.
I'm not. I'm just thinking...
Oh, cut it out, Phil. You know that what we need is a reporter for a big city newspaper who isn't afraid to go out after the truth, who isn't scared to print it.
Right, but a girl. This job is too dangerous,
will
I
you
tell
stop
you.
I had to bring
that?
Her, Phil. There's no telling when Ken will be back, and I didn't dare wait. Well, you said this meeting was going to be today at noon, didn't you?
That's right,
All
but
right,
I'm
then. Let's stop wasting time and get to work. According to my watch, it's 11:15.
Well, all right. I still don't like it, but if it's okay with you,
it's
Jerry...
It's okay. Now, what do we do, Phil?
Well, you start hiking along a narrow trail through these woods that starts at a point about 50 feet up ahead.
Uh-huh.
You follow the trail, and after you've gone about a mile and a half,
you'll
come to a stream.
Okay.
Follow that stream until it brings you out into a big clearing.
Yeah.
That's where the meeting's being held.
Okay, I got it. Come on, Miss Lane.
Now, wait a minute. Before we go, can't you give me some idea of what this meeting is about, Mr. Dyer?
You'll see when you get there. Now, be careful, Jerry, because they'll be on the lookout for any outsiders. And if you get caught, well, it might be too bad.
I know. Don't worry. We'll be careful.
Who'll be on the lookout?
You'll find that out, too, Miss Lane.
But look,
save it, Miss Lane, please. We've got to get started now. So long, Phil. See you later.
Right. And good luck to both of you.
Thanks, guys.
And remember, be careful.
Okay. Come on, Miss Lane.
Lead the way. I'm right behind you.
Her heart beating rapidly, Lois Lane follows Jerry Barton into the dense woods. As meanwhile, on the trail of the elderly telegrapher, Abner Sykes, Superman has arrived at a toll bridge 60 miles north of Freeville, where he is questioning the man in charge.
Say, you know Abner Sykes?
Sure do, Superman.
You're positive he hasn't come over this bridge in the past hour?
Yep, I know he hasn't.
That's strange. He was headed this way, and he's nowhere on the road ahead or behind.
Well, maybe he turned off on a side road.
Well, there are only two or three side roads, and I didn't see him on any of them. Well, I didn't search them thoroughly. I better go back and do that now.
Hey, listen. What'd old Abner do?
What?
Must have been something important to have you after him.
Well, he didn't do anything wrong, if that's what you mean. But he can help me on something important. Something very important. So I've got to find him.
That's so. What's it all
about? No time to explain now. Thanks very much, though. Up and away!
Lucifer, jump right up into the sky.
His mouth gaping, the bridge tender watches in amazement as Superman rockets away in search of Abner Sykes. Will he find the old telegrapher? And meanwhile, what of Lois Lane and Jerry Barton on their hazardous mission in the woods? We'll be back in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, don't forget, gang, if you have duplicate comic buttons to trade in that swell new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep, be sure to let your pals know about it. Tell them which duplicates you have and which comic strip characters you need. Then you can swap and have an exciting new Pep comic button for your collection. You won't want to miss out on a single one of the 18 buttons in this new series because they're all true to life and bright colored as anything. Like the Little Moose, for instance, and Pat Patton and Superman himself. Boy, do they look terrific when you wear your collection of Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. Why, you'll feel like really strutting around. And it's so easy to get these Pep comic buttons. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. But every time that you open a package of Kellogg's Pep, there's your exciting prize. And look for some mighty good eating, too, because Pep is a super delicious breakfast dish. It's called the Sunshine Cereal. Every crispy whole wheat flake is loaded with golden toasted sunshine flavor that really hits just the right spot those cold winter mornings. Pep really gives breakfast and your day a wonderful lift. So ask Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In the dense woods, several miles from Freeville, Lois Lane is following Jerry Barton along a narrow, twisting trail, crowded with brambles and overhung by moss. Fire, winded, finally breaks the silence.
Look, Jerry, how much farther is this? I'm getting winded.
Can't be much farther, Miss Lane. What? Phil said it was... Wait! Hold it.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard something.
Hey!
You hear that?
Yes.
Hey, hey! Where'd you get to?
Somebody's coming this way. Quick, Miss Lane, get off the trail. We've got to hide.
Hey! Oh! I don't know where Hank got to. Come over here and help me look.
Get down low, Miss Lane. They're coming this way. They see us with dead pigeons.
Crouching in the thick brambles and damp moss, Lois Lane and Jerry Barton hold their breaths as the unseen men converge toward them. Will Lois and Jerry be discovered? What is the mysterious meeting which the war veterans is so eager to have Lois overhear? While Superman, many miles away, searches for Abner Sykes, whom he believes holds the key to the Freeville mystery. Tomorrow's episode is packed with thrills and suspense, so be sure not to miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, what's your favorite Kellogg's cereal for breakfast? Kellogg's Rice Krispies? Corn Flakes? Pep? Well, you can take your pick of 10 individual boxes of different Kellogg's cereals every morning if you'll get Mom to set out Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with a grand lineup of Kellogg favorites. Some are flaked, some popped, some shredded, made from corn, wheat, or rice. Everyone's a favorite Kellogg cereal. Yes, sir, breakfast is a picnic all year round when Kellogg's Variety is on the table. So ask Mom for Kellogg's Variety, and be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.